Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
All I talk about is money, cause that's all I know, you heard me? I got a bad bitch in my Chevy, selling Miley Cyrus in my brand new Monte Carlo. I got that Justin Bieber, please believe it. A $250,000 hanging on my collar. A $500,000 in my duffel bag. Now I'm riding in my Cadillac. Hammers in them foes. I'm riding clean in them.
Okay, I woke up this morning. Time to get this money. Y'all niggas was jonin'. And I done made about 20. I got young boys in that corner. I call what you got for me. He say I done moved all day. Couple rocks all I got on me. I say yeah, it's so. He say yeah, we on. I said I be on my way. Break a brick down all zones. And I got work. And I got bills. And I got perks. And I got goons that's on my team. And they gon' kill like I got murk. If I say so, and I say go, and they go ham, and I lay. I drive that work up in that toaster, I let go on my ego, and it's for sale. 28 grams on my scale. Come and get it.
I got a bad bitch up in my Chevy, selling Miley Cyrus in my brand new Monte Carlo. I got that Justin Bieber, please believe it. A $250,000 hanging on my collar. A $500,000 in my duffel bag. Now I'm riding in my Cadillac. Hammers in them for some foes. I'm riding clean in them. Hold on, wait a minute. You got the realest and the richest in the building. Feel me? Won't knock you off. Take away another ball. All the war, common law. Straight killer, that's mama fault. Boy, my DNA. Straight chip, Frito-Lay. A clip, A Jose. Hector, Mount me go straight. Don't want no beef. I may crack your taco, I'm screaming rest in peace, Griselda Blanco, I got that Justin Bieber, please believe it, I hate that, can you keep a secret, Benzo on foes, count all my, that's all I know, that's all y'all, I got a bad dip in my Chevy, selling Miley Cyrus in my brand new Monte Carlo, I got that Justin Bieber, please believe it, a $250,000 hanging on my collar. A $500,000 in my duffel bag. Now I'm riding in my Cadillac. Hammers in them foes. I'm riding clean in them.
I'm riding clean. I'm riding clean. Selling that chain of white. Round with that y'all mean. Bad shit, she talk dirty. Talk dirty, her mouth clean. I was selling that white. Y'all niggas had Boy Scout dreams. Spent $80 on my rollers. Young nigga ball like Kobe. Ride around me and Chino. Hit my young nigga Goldie. Hot with two ain't Tino. Limo, that's my roadie. 211 on your. Turn your ass, she sold it. My neck look like a light show. My pockets, they need lipo. I stand tall, no iPhone. And them goons go wherever I go. Young niggas put like dice. All we know is get paid. I ball hard like Brian James and Rose D-Way.
I got a bad dip in my Chevy. Selling Miley Cyrus in my brand new Monte Carlo. I got that Justin Bieber, please believe it. A $250,000 hanging on my collar. A $500,000 in my duffel bag. Now I'm riding in my Cadillac. Hammers in them for some foes. I'm riding clean in them.
TM Hyman Live, Funk Radio Show. Real talk.
Boom.
Bam. Hey, we back in the building. It's Monday, January 16th, 2001. Four. What up? We back. We happy to be back on the airwaves after a much-needed vacation. It's Money Monday, and we're discussing, listen, everything dealing with cash. People, places, and things involving cash is our conversation tonight. It might sound like a recap of the week in news and entertainment. Not quite. We've been gone for a long time. We got to catch up with everything that's going on. So tonight, it is Money Monday, so we're just pulling things out of the happenings that's dealing with cash. Plus, we got Toya coming to you live from Delaware with your finance segment tonight. Jump on it, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Rep your set in the 1-4. What's popping, folks? Real talk, real people, real times. We're back with that network, TM Hyman Radio. Hey, she coming all the way live from that place they call Plant City. It's up I-4. Not too far from where I am here in Tampa. Give it up, hot chocolate. Hey, welcome back, Mama. What's popping?
Oh, my gosh. I missed y'all so much. Happy, happy 2014. My first opportunity to wish you all that on the TM Hyman Radio airwaves, and I am very excited to do so. What's up, TM? Missed you, dude.
Word. Yo, it's been a minute. We've been off like 3 weeks.
Yeah, yeah, but we needed that.
We needed that. Oh, my, listen, Friday came, and I was like, do I need another week off? I'm like, I'm way too comfortable. Let's get back to work.
I know, right?
Let's get back to work. Let's rock. Man, it's a new year, new things popping off. Yo, so how was your holiday?
Holiday was fantastic. My son was home from school. I got to spoil him, fatten him up a little bit so he can go run some of that back off on the court. Shout out to Johnson University and the Suns. I actually got to go to Virginia this past weekend and surprise my grandbaby, so that was a blast. Got to drop in on some people that I hadn't seen, that I missed, you know, when I'm there for the busy homecoming weekend that I always get fussed out for. So everything worked out with our time off. It was great. Perfectly timed.
That's what it is. Big up to all of our listeners. Yo, we had hundreds of folks to rock out with us on that last show that we did. So thanks. If you did not check out the last show of 2013, and you can check out the podcast at blogtalkradio.com/TM Hyman. Hey,
do you realize what you just said, that last show of 2013? It is 2014, people. Can you believe it already?
Hey, man. I mean, pretty wild, actually.
Yeah.
Pretty wild. I didn't see now. I really, of course we know 14 comes after 13, but I really didn't see 2014 coming as quickly as it did. Nevertheless, we are here. Big things are popping. Big things are popping straight up. Hey, we want to hear 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. You know, on Mondays, we do your finance segment. Plus, typically, we got Nokia stopping past. Don't know where in the world Nokia is right now. Drew Hill is working on a new CD. I say record because, you know, record to me is just industry terminology. When I say records, like, to younger people, they're like, a record? Huh? A CD.
What's that?
They're working on a new CD. And, yo, you can expect big things jumping off from Drew Hill in 2014. We got a super producer, artist, Nokia, as a part of our crew here. And we appreciate the love. So let's get back into it. We're going to hear some new music from B. Man, listen, that project she dropped right before the holidays, man, she has to be one of the smartest artists, businesswomen in the industry right now. This is Standing on the Sun. We'll be right back. Beyonce, come on the radio live.
Blues Mama.
Carter's wife.
Yeah.
You are listening to the best edit, providing you with quality entertainment, inspiration, and information. We are TM Hyman Radio.
Yeah. It's like, I don't even know how to describe you. One in a million or something.
TM Hyman Radio Live. We are back, our first show of 2014. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, joined here by the General TM himself. It is 9:17 p.m. here on the East Coast, 3:17 a.m. in my money pick place of 2014, Dubai. I'm speaking that into existence because I'm going to be there. I'm not going to say hook or crook. I'm just going to say I'm going to be there very soon. TM Hyman Radio also going to be in the building. You know, we got to talk big things into existence, put them out there into the atmosphere. So, also just wanted to remind you all, since we are back in full swing, if you would like to be a guest on the show to tell your story or you want to share something interesting in your community or submit a hot topic, email us at tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com and somebody will get back with you to confirm your arrangements. Real talk, real people, real time. TM Hyman Radio.
No doubt. Hey, all things money tonight inside Money Monday. Man, listen, let's go all the way up north and start with Governor Christie, who is in a heap of trouble. Something just came down today. It's been bubbling ever since the firestorm last week, where Governor Chris actually had to recently fire two of his top aides last week over the George Washington Bridge scandal. And so I understand that there was some folks within government in New Jersey that did not support or who are not supporting Chris Christie's run in 2016 as a presidential candidate. And because he didn't get the support from a part of Jersey that uses the George Washington Bridge, they shut down some lanes and caused a major traffic jam that is ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Crazy is that,
oh, my God.
That you can get pissed off with somebody and shut the road down.
And cause major chaos in a city that lives and breathes by that connecting artery of highway. How do you do that?
How scandalous and manipulative and just corrupt is that? That's beyond ridiculous. And so ultimately,
yeah,
Christie claims he didn't know anything about it. I don't believe that. He fired top aides. You know, they had to take the hit. For the cover-up, you know, that he didn't have anything to do with it. Again, I don't believe that. But guess what? Residents in New Jersey are now suing for being stuck in traffic. That's how ridiculous and just exacerbating the situation was for these people who were stuck for hours and hours and hours. I mean, from what I understand, it was orchestrated traffic gridlock.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and unbelievable that you would go through that measure and put people who have nothing at all to do with whatever the BS that you all have going on in government and politics, don't have anything to do with that, you're going to put them in the middle of that and make them suffer.
But now, you know, once, you know, people start to drill down and really look closer in your business, they typically are going to find some other stuff, because if you're capable of being that vindictive to where you can shut a bridge down and cause residents that type of trauma, what has now come up in the government of New Jersey under Governor Chris's leadership is an accusation that the state of New Jersey used $25 million in Sandy relief funds for a marketing campaign to promote tourism at the New Jersey shore.
Wow.
Are you serious,
wow.
Governor Chris?
Just wow.
I don't know if I've been saying this, because you all know, if you listen to this show, you know I'll chop somebody's name up. I think I've been calling him Governor Chris. It's Governor Christie. Christie, not to be confused with Charlie Crist, former governor of Florida. So it's New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, just to be clear, just in case I've been calling him Chris this whole time.
Well, you
ridiculous
know, Chris is
governor
the first
Chris.
One, so, yeah. Very ridiculous, and to me, I think that the timing of all of this scandal is very...
timely.
Very timely and convenient, being that there's so much buzz about him running for president in the next election.
Oh, yeah.
So
they
it's
shut
gonna,
that down.
It's going to be very interesting to see what sort of momentum or lack thereof that he still has when it comes up time to really start campaigning for 2016.
No, absolutely. I think this political scandal has pretty much stalled the expected presidential hopefuls' career ambitions if he can't convince voters that his apology is sincere. And I, quite frankly, I think he's lying. I think he called the shot to have that bridge shut down, and I think he got busted, and he's lying.
Yeah. He's trying to backpedal his way out of it, and he cannot move fast enough. And I have to agree, that's my perspective as well. It's not to be confused with, you know, what's really happening. These are just our opinions, people.
No, absolutely. And since we're in New Jersey, I'm going to stay right there and hang out with Sissy Houston for a minute in Jersey. We love Sissy. But one thing about Sissy, Sissy don't pull no shorts. And she tell it like it is. And Sissy recently said, I'm pissed. I am pissed. P-I-S-S-E-D. Pissed.
And that's a tough word for
Sissy. Granddaughter, absolutely. That her granddaughter, Bobby Christina, and the dude, Nick Gordon, surprised the world last week when they announced that they had secretly tied the knot. But not everyone is happy about the union. It's not as happy as they are. Again, Granny Sissy Houston, mother of Whitney, reported she is pissed about the wedding. And while the couple reportedly claiming they sought Sissy's blessing before they walked down the aisle, a family source said, uh-uh, Grandma ain't put a stamp on that. So, I mean, supposedly Nick Gordon was like a brother to Bobby Christina. They aren't blood relatives. It's somebody that Whitney Houston pretty much, you know, took care of, took him under her wing. I don't know what the situation is. Don't know if he was homeless, abused, or what. But somewhere along the way, him and Bobby Christina started getting it in. I wonder if Whitney knew. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I feel about this. I've heard so many different versions of how he is connected to the Houston family. One bit of information that I received is that at some point Whitney adopted him. So I don't know if that's adopted in the legal realm or adopted in the, you know, I'm just going to take care of him because his family doesn't or can't or whatever the situation was.
Well, no, I think he was. I do believe he was officially adopted. That's why they refer. That's why there's the connection that they're brothers and sisters. But it's not a real brother-sister, you know, situation.
But that makes it even worse to me because if he was actually adopted on paper in the legal realm, he's your brother. He may not be your brother by blood, but the law says he's your brother. And even though, again, there's not that blood connection, there's still a level of understanding that that's not what you do. And it just, it's creepy to me. I'm sorry. I feel like Sissy, I can't get with it. I can't get with it. And I don't believe that she condoned that because when the news dropped maybe about a year or so ago, shortly after Whitney's passing, Sissy was very open and vehemently said that she didn't like what was going on or what was being reported to her that was going on. So why all of a sudden would she make this very quick 360 and, you know, all of a sudden give their stamp of approval and her blessing for them to be married? I don't believe it. Not going for
it. No, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, you know, this is just the latest in a series of tense moments between Sissy and Bobby Christina, though. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, reportedly, you know, Sissy never approved the relationship. You know, but they've been battling from everything, from the disbursement of her inheritance to her living situation, you know.
Yeah.
And so the bottom line, the girl is not a baby anymore. You know, she's a grown woman sitting on, you know, millions and millions and millions of dollars. And so I know what Sissy's looking at. Sissy's like, wow, you know, here I am again seeing, you know, my daughter, her granddaughter, you know, connect with somebody who may not necessarily, you know, mean the best for her. I mean, at the end of the day, who's not going to want to connect with Bobby Christina internationally, globally?
Uh-huh.
You know, she's loaded. She is loaded.
Uh-huh.
Hey, we are talking about all things money, people, places, and things involving cash tonight. Coming up, you got Toya live out of Delaware, I hope. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hot Chocolate TM. It's the network. We're back.
that's my problem. And yeah, I like the f***ing got f*** problem. I love bad, bad, that's my problem. And yeah, I like the f***ing got f*** problem. I love bad, bad, that's my problem. And yeah, I like the f***ing got f*** problem.
If finding somebody real is a problem, bring your girl to the crib, maybe we can solve it.
Hey. Hold up, tell them to Madonna, taking hella long, give it to me now. Make that thing pop like it's in me over nine. Ooh, baby, like it raw with the shimmy, shimmy, yeah, huh? ASAP, get like me. Never met a mother fresh like me. All these motherfuckers wanna dress like me. But the chrome to your dome make you sweat like me. Cause I'm the Nella, the coochie killer. Like how you figure, getting bigger, and keep it triller. She rolling switches, bought her chickens. I bought my they getting bent up off the liquor. She love my licorice, I let her lick it. They say money make act vigorish. At least he'll figure it.
I be humping bras like I'm a humping dog. Turn a chick out, have a humping bars.
I love bad, bad, that's my problem. And yeah, I like the f***ing got f***ing problem. I love bad, bad, that's my problem. And yeah, I like the f***ing got f***ing problem. I love bad, bad, that's my problem. And yeah, I like the f***ing got f***ing problem.
If finding somebody real is your problem, bring your girl to the crib, maybe we can solve.
Oh, I know you love it when this beat is on. Make you think about all of the you've been leading on. Make me think about all of the rappers I've been feeding on. Got a feeling that's the same dudes that we speaking on. Oh, word, ain't heard my album, who you sleeping on? You should print the lyrics out and have a read along. Ain't a sing alone, unless you brought the alone. And just, okay, I got it. And just drop down and get your eagle on. Or we can stay up at the stars and put the Beatles on. All the shit you talking about is not up for discussion. I will pay to make it bigger, I don't pay for no reduction. If it's coming from no, then I don't trust it. If you coming from my head, then from my head, then get the bussing. Yes, Lord, I don't really say this often, but this long ain't for the long talking, I be.
I love bad, bad, that's my problem. And yeah, I like the f***ing got f***ing problem. I love bad, bad, that's my problem. And yeah, I like the f***ing got f***ing problem. I love bad, bad, that's my problem. And yeah, I like the f***ing got f***ing problem.
If finding somebody real is your problem, bring your girl to the crib, maybe we can solve it.
Yeah, ho, this is Finelli. My pep talk turned into a pep rally. Say she from the hood, but she live in South Valley. Now vacated in Atlanta, then she going back to Cali. Got your girl on my line, world on my line. The irony of f*** at the same damn time. She eyeing me like it don't exist. Girl, I know you want this dude. Girl, I'm Kendrick Lamar, a.k.a. Benz is to me just a car. That mean your friends is need be up to par. See my standards are pampered by threesomes tomorrow. Kill them all, dead bodies in the hallway. Don't get involved, listen what the crystal ball say. Holly, Mary, hallelujah, holla back, I'll do ya.
I love bad, bad, that's my problem. And yeah, I like the f***ing got f***ing problem. I love bad, bad, that's my problem. And yeah, I like the f***ing got f***ing problem. I love bad, bad, that's my problem. And yeah, I like the f***ing got f***ing problem.
If finding somebody real is your problem, bring your girl to the crib, maybe we could solve it. Hey.
What's good, world? This is Sabe James, and you tuned in to TM Hyman Radio Live.
Just a little bit like mine. I'm thinking not now, but right now. I need some kind of sign. I blew him. On the sunniest days of my life, I cried to him. Moms was out the picture, and pops, I barely knew him. And I would pray to God, but I'm tired of lying to him. Tired of trying to run from the things inside of us. Got a lot of fam and a lot of admirers who tell me that I should aspire to be changed. But when I think of changing, it's like, why even try this shit? My mind hazy and my thoughts, they get distorted. I know my good and bad deeds won't get recorded. You do right so your soul can last. But my role was cast before I even auditioned for it. So I don't really see an end of my bite. It's just false reformation, no end of my strife. Feel the evil overpowering. You can go ahead, throw the towel in. Cause nigga, that's the end of the fight. When you can only see the tunnel at the end of the light. Lights out, party over, it's the end of your life. And I'm out.
Himself, I am your girl Hot Chocolate, and that was the Roots Crew, Now or Never. It is 9:36 p.m. here on the East Coast, 6:36 p.m. out there in sunny Southern California, where they say it never rains, but I've bared witness to that's not being true. But anyway, if you're looking for a steady stream of residual income, freedom, and improved lifestyle, Explosial is your answer. And in 2014, you're definitely going to need multiple streams of income. So don't just, you know, set yourself down to just that one. Always have something else, other irons in the fire to make that money. Visit entertheopendoor.com for details. Again, entertheopendoor.com for details on Explosial.
No doubt. Hey, big up to the family and friends of Uncle Phil. Our condolences. James Avery. Y'all know Uncle Phil. Died at 68 years old. Unknown, though. He went in for a surgery and turned for the worse, and he's gone. I mean, wow. You know, R.I.P. Uncle Phil.
I feel like he was my uncle for real. So many years of watching the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air growing up. Like, you really become a part of, or they, you know, the actors become a part of your life. And it is very sad to hear that he's no longer with us. And on New Year's Eve, no less.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, wow. I mean, here today, gone tomorrow. He was 68.
Yeah.
So, again, our condolences, I mean, he was a part of our lives.
Yeah, for a long time. That show had a good run. And even in reruns, you know, I still find myself tuning in from time to time when I can, just to get a little bit of that, you know, nostalgic feeling. So, again, rest in peace to the family and friends of James Avery.
Miss. Hey, big up to some of the TM Hyman Radio Twitter followers. Hey, big up to Team Noble. That's Gene Noble Music. Big up to Ralph Garnett Jr. following us on Twitter. Big up to, I'm going to say, VLA the Hustler is what it looks like on Twitter. Big up to AG Gaines 6, looks like Alicia Gaines. Thanks for following us. Big up to Ray Henderson, excuse me, Ray Hendrix 31. Ray Hendrix 31. Thanks for following. And a slew of other people. Hey, thanks for listening to TM Hyman Radio Live. We appreciate it. You can also follow us on our Facebook account. There's a lot of folks that actually hit us up on our Facebook page. So at Facebook, it is actually TM Radio Live. Excuse me, TM Hyman Radio Live. TM Hyman Radio Live. Hey, post whatever you want to post right on our page. People are plugged in. They follow, and they do respond. Hey, it looks like we got a couple folks. Big up to Rome London that's always posting a hot shots on our page. Big up to Barack Amin. Barack has an event coming up this Sunday, January 19th. It's going down. Go to our page to see what's going on. Again, check us out on Facebook at TM Hyman Radio Live. Hit us up on Twitter at what? At TM Hyman Radio. Get like us, that network.
That's right.
Hey, UCJ did something recently that I want to scream from the rooftops. Recently a biology major, a 19-year-old biology major, was awarded a twerk scholarship. Hold on now. Hold on. She didn't have to dance. It was twerk as in make happen. A twerk scholarship in the amount of $50,000 recently awarded by Juicy J. And, again, she didn't have to really dance for that money, which is awesome. Juicy J announced that he would be gifting a lucky lady with a scholarship for the best twerk performance, but despite the stipend pretty much wasn't surrounding, and I called it a stipend. It was a scholarship. But the stipend had nothing to do with dancing. You know, nothing to do with dancing. He's promoting education. The 19-year-old really didn't even believe that she had won this money. She said her first reaction was that she started screaming and then pretty much said, blessings come to people who just wait. And she was waiting, you know, but she's just as humble and appreciative for the twerk scholarship from that dude, Juicy J. So big up to Juicy J and many, many artists like him that really don't get recognized for the positive that they do and what they're giving back to in the community. They get
true.
Definitely recognized for the negativity that happens. So I just want to make sure that we're recognizing some positive activity that's going on in our community. Big up, Juicy J.
That's right. And big up that he didn't really make her twerk for it. That's what I'm loving.
No doubt. No doubt. All things money inside your Money Monday return of TM Hyman Radio. Y'all know how we do. We just like keeping you informed as to what's going on. We're happy to be back. Won't y'all hit us up, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Hey, we going to rock this one right here. It's called Numbers on the Board. Who is that hot chocolate?
Ooh, Pusha T, that's my dude. Yes.
So, hey, this is just a little bit of what you can expect from Pusha T. Don't be mad. You know, we just want to hit you off with this a little bit right here. Pusha T, what up, dude? Hey, why don't you come and do the show, Pusha T?
Yes,
Pusha
please.
Followed by OD, I'm rolling. We'll be right back.
How you feeling? You feel all right?
I'm so bossy, get off me. It's a different jingle when you hear these car keys.
Y'all feel like that?
Your SL's missing an S.
Y'all feel like that?
Your plane's missing a shift. The common theme, see they both got wings. If you fly, do it to death. It's only one God and it's only one crown. So it's only one king that can stand on this mound. King push, kingpin, overlord. Coast guard, come a honey going overboard. I got money with the best of them.
live, see him behind the live, radio show. See him behind the live, see him behind the live, see him behind the live, radio show.
I make that rolling music. I'm on that rolling music. The pills make me do it. This is that rolling music.
I'm rolling. I'm rolling. Yeah, I'm rolling. Yeah, I'm rolling. I'm rolling. I'm rolling. Yeah. Now, beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. Yeah, I'm rolling. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. I wake up in the morning, don't know how I got here. I stumble to the fridge and pull me out a cold beer. I go back to the couch, then I check my phone. Then I check my pockets, this must have left me alone. Gucci bandanas and I smell like her cologne. I mean her perfume, this got me in the zone. I look around me, I'm checking my surroundings and feeling on this leather cause this kid profound me. Then I see a pig man, he known as the brick man. Thinking that I pop this bitch, I crack a slight grin. Turns out it was his name Shaq. 5'4" slanted eyes and we both get a real pill popping animal with pill popping. And she don't mind going down, she could the d. So I scroll back through my phone trying to find a good flick. Cause when you rolling, you be your next. I'm rolling. Now. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. It's overdose. What you ask for? I got that that'll put you on your boy. Soon as I get 'em, I'm hopping on Route 50. I'm gonna work with 'em. And my mouth twitching, clutching on the kickstand, moving fast as man. Blue Dolphin Superman, just to keep it bland. So ask your man who got a man, who gon' ask his friend. For that boy, the $8 man. Oh, you don't f*** with what about? Oh, you don't f*** with that? Let's take it back to I got what you need. Oh yeah, your car on E. I f*** with your G. Shit, I got delivery. Smash box, flood the trap spot. Got a whole pack, work it to the block hot. Orange 2 is gone, next 48 we on. And we pop a bean to celebrate that we moving on them. The regular life, my life was like a moving home. And it's starring me, L overdose. And I'm memeing on them, I got the Nina on them. Front seat action, hip hop, get your speaker blown. I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling. Now, beat me up, Scotty, beat me up, Scotty, beat me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. I'm rolling.
TM Hyman Radio Live. We are back. That rolling music, also accompanied by just a little snippet of that Pusha T, My Name Is My Name. We're going to get that whole joint on there so we can rock that. The girl, Hot Chocolate right here, Gigi, also known as the General himself, TM Hyman, is in the building. It is Money Monday, and we are going to get into our Money Monday finance segment, hopefully here shortly with Toya for the first time in 2014. Want to remind you, if you want to have your talent showcase here on TM Hama Radio with our award-winning super producer, that dude himself, Nokio, and have it critiqued and get, you know, some well-needed advice on what you should do, what you shouldn't do, you know, what you might just want to change up just a little bit, or if it's, you know, a complete smash hit, ready to go. You can do that. Just send it here to us in MP3 form, of course, to tmhymanradio@gmail.com. We will get back with you, confirm the date that Nokio is going to listen to your information, your music, hopefully have you here live so that you can get that feedback yourself and, you know, ask a question or two from the specialist himself on making that music, making them hits. And we're definitely looking forward to that new Drew Hill project. Love what's going on with Black Angel Down right now. He's got it popping.
Right, no doubt. I mean, and so much going on this year in music for Nokio and his whole crew. I mean, understand, Black, we introduced you to Black Hawk Down last year through Nokio. Black Angel. What did I say, Hawk?
Black Hawk, yes.
Okay. I don't know what I have to do, but you're going to have to help me this year to stop messing people's names up. I'm telling you, I can't have everybody's, you know, I guess we talk, this is impromptu, folks. It's live. So everything is not scripted, laid out. I can read real well, but I'm not reading.
Very well.
We do this live, off the cuff, every show. And so I'm going to do better. I promise. I'm not going to swear, but I promise.
And we got you covered, General. We got you covered. Now, listen, the first thing that they were harping on was you saying, all the time. You've definitely curtailed that. So, you know, little steps, big victory. That's what we're going to go for.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yo, I'm going to share an email that I got from our last Wednesday night show. You remember the last Wednesday night show we did?
Yes. Wow.
It was funny relationship breakups, right?
Wow.
Right? I think that was
yes.
The show. I got an email, and I'll share. You can go back, check out the podcast. I guess I must have sounded a bit vulnerable at some point in the show. I haven't gone back.
You vulnerable?
Yeah, I must have sounded that way. And remember, I think I shared about my funny breakup that wasn't that funny at all.
Yes.
I must have sounded really vulnerable at one point because I got a real funny email. And, again, I'll share. Hey, but, again, big up to Juicy J for that $50,000 twerk scholarship that he gave the young lady for her biology studies. I just want to share that there is a whole lot of money out here for those who are serious about education. And for those who are really, really trying to go to school, there are no excuses as to why you can't make it happen. It's a new year, and that really means that new scholarships for returning and soon-to-be new college students are available. Listen to this. We're talking about money tonight. And there is more than $50 billion to be given away in scholarships. And the deadlines are rapidly approaching. Check out the list at DET.com. Go to the website. They have a whole bunch of stuff about scholarships. And you need to jump on it so that if you're really trying to get connected and you don't know how you're going to pay for it, again, this is Money Monday. We're talking all things cash, over $50 billion to be given away. The Tom Joyner Foundation is one of those organizations that's helping to pay into that $50 billion. The Burger King Scholarship Fund through the Burger King Foundation is also helping. You got the Gates Millennium Scholarships that are available through Bill and Melinda Gates through that foundation. And how about this? You know, Warren Buffett, I'm not sure if you know anything about Warren Buffett, but Google Warren Buffett. He is one of the richest in the world, but he's right here in the United States. Warren Buffett is a part of a billionaires club that required them to ultimately commit to giving their money away to good causes globally. Warren Buffett just gave a heap of money to Bill and Melinda Gates for the work that they do. Now, they're over in Africa now, but still, they're impacting the world through the things that they do. So you can check out that foundation. You also have the Ron Brown scholarship program. And for those who don't know who Ron Brown was, he was an African-American secretary that died in an airplane crash some years ago. But Google Ron Brown. This scholarship specifically is designed for African-American students who excel academically, have exceptional leadership skills, and are dedicated to community service. Again, the Ron Brown Scholarship Foundation. We're going to pause for the calls, come back, and we'll share more information about how you can tap in to this $50 billion that's available for scholarships. It's not a game. Where there's a will, there's a way. And you can depend on us to share the resources to help you to make it happen. Who are we? We are T.M. Hyman Radio, that network. We'll be right back.
Hey,
cause now you're winning. Here's our beginning. I owe
59 out there on the West Coast. Big up Los Angeles. It is, I'm trying to pause and see if they're going to change on me. It's 9:59 out here in Tampa, Florida. It's not changing yet. It's about to be 10 o'clock at the top of the hour. What's going on, everybody? Hey, thanks for rocking with us tonight. We're back. Happy 2014. We got that crew hanging out. Hey, hit us up, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. As promised, we are inside Money Monday, and you know what that brings. That brings Toya live out of Delaware with your finance tech. Hey, Happy New Year, Mama. Welcome back.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year to everyone. 2014, New Year, time for fresh and new beginnings. So as we all know, everybody, or most people, I should say, usually make some type of New Year resolution. So if you haven't, whether you plan to or not, you should be trying to clean up your finances, whether it be just your credit, whether it be working on savings, getting money on the bank. You should be working on your money status altogether. So if you don't know where to start, you could try by working on getting that credit score to about 850. Some people may be down in the 500s right now, and that's no problem. You start working on it now, we can get you to an 850 before you know it. So your step one would be request your free credit report from each credit bureau. You want to be sure to not sign up through offers that are offered through TV or online. Most of these companies normally require a credit card up front and enroll you in a program that has a monthly fee. Really, the only source for your free credit reports that is authorized by the federal law is through annualcreditreport.com. Now, this will allow you to obtain your free yearly reports from Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax from all three bureaus. Most people will ask, why are your credit reports important? Why do they even matter? Well, first, you want to ensure that the info on your credit reports is correct and up to date. Secondly, what's on your credit reports actually determines your credit score. Now, your credit score can affect everything from your mortgage rates to credit card approvals, which you don't really want to try to get anyway, but just in case you do, credit card approvals, personal and auto loan rates, insurance coverage and approval rates, and even job applications a lot of times nowadays through banks and things of that sort. Lastly, it also helps you to catch signs of identity theft early, which is really big nowadays. That's an ongoing problem, and once someone steals your identity, it will cost you lots of money and even more time to clean up your credit. So that's one big thing about pulling your credit reports from all three bureaus every year. It helps you to catch any signs of early signs of identity theft. Now, obtaining your credit report is really only step one to getting your credit together and in order, but it is actually the easiest thing to do. One thing that I do, because there are three credit bureaus and not all companies report to all three credit bureaus, I actually pull one credit report from one bureau every 4 months. So I'll pull one from Experian now. In a few months, I'll pull one from TransUnion, and then a few months after that, I'll pull from Equifax. That way, I can kind of get a snapshot of where my credit report stands, what may be lingering out there that may be reported on one credit bureau report and not on the other, and it kind of spreads it out throughout the year. So if you pull all three right now, that's fine, but just know you will not be able to pull another free credit report that won't cost you anything or ask you to enroll in any programs until this time next year. So that is an option. You can pull all three now, or you can spread it out over the years, over the year. But just keep in mind, the only free way to get your annual credit report is through annualcreditreport.com. So I think you should log on to annualcreditreport.com if you're not comfortable with actually doing that online. Once you log online, you can get the telephone numbers to actually call or the addresses to write in to request your credit report. So if you do that now, Over the next few weeks, we'll talk about the next few steps that you can take to help get you on the path to cleaning up your credit and getting you to that 850 credit score. So, again, log on to annualcreditreport.com to obtain your free credit report. The next week, we'll go on to step two on cleaning up your credit.
No doubt. It's Money Monday. We appreciate Toya live out of Delaware. But our finance segment, I think I'll go pull my credit report. Hey, after this, we continue.
Can't come with monsters, I run with monsters. Don't got no tonsils, I swear she eat you. Like Jeffrey Dahmer, like Jesse Jackson. I had to struggle, life is a hustle. I had to juggle, like Jesse Tugger. I had to muscle, and use a lane. You had to cuff her, respect the game. I had to bustle, I'm having paper. You having trouble, you need a favor. You need some...
Make that money, pal. 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 Make that money, pal.
I've been all across the globe. Seen a lot of homes. Can you say you did for sure? Some I never seen before. Let me see it, let me see it, let me see it, girl. Let me see it, let me see it, let me see it, girl.
TM Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for rocking with us. Our first show here in 2014. It's about 10:09 here on the East Coast, and tonight we're talking about everything that has to do with money. I'm focusing right now on free money that's out there for people that are going to school and trying to earn an education without having to break their pockets. And I think TM has a little more information on some of the scholarships that are available out there for students right now.
Hey, no, absolutely. Hey, we talked about how much $50 billion available in scholarships right now. So just to recap, if you just tuned in, I ran through a few earlier. I'll pick up where I left off, but the Tom Joyner Foundation is helping. Hey, Google Tom Joyner and his foundation. See how you can get some of that money. Hey, Burger King Scholarships, the Burger King Foundation, in honor of Jim McLemore, I believe is his name, but hit the Burger King Scholarship fund up for some money. The Gates Millennium Scholarships, that's funded by Bill and Melinda Gates, and Warren Buffett just gave them, like, more money, so jump on that. That's the Gates Millennium Scholarships. Ron Brown Scholarship Program is where I left off. Again, this is specifically designed for African-American students who excel academically. So if you're a C student, D student, this is not for you, sorry. There are scholarships out there, but this is for those who are twerking in the classroom academically. They along with exceptional leadership skills, and then you got to be dedicated to community service. You probably already missed the deadline, so I don't want to set a false expectation. This foundation specifically, understand, time is running out for a lot of these scholarships. You probably missed this deadline, but this is where I left off. So to carry on, the Discover Financial Services Corporation has scholarships that they actually hand out. And so this is really designed for high school juniors who demonstrate outstanding achievement in their communities. So this is not even really about academics. This is about people who actually give back, apply. They are contributing to that $50 billion. The NBLSA company, I have no idea what that is. NBLSA, they've been striving to balance things since 1968. Google them. I'm not endorsing them. I'm just saying they're contributing to the scholarship. Specifically, though, they, I believe, provide grant scholarship opportunities each year for black law students. I think this is really to support students who are trying to pursue a career in law. That's what I'm thinking based on what I think the acronym stands for. But look it up for yourself. The Ronald McDonald House Charities, they're contributing to this as well. And so I'm going to pause. I got like a couple more, maybe two more I'll share before we get out of here. But, again, we're talking all things money, people, places, and things tonight inside Money Monday. Scholarships are typically for college students. So if you've made, that commitment, make it happen. And so I'm going to flip the script somewhat, because I think college students spend a lot of time in McDonald's, and we're talking about money, and we're talking about places also tonight. Toya, when was the last time you went to McDonald's? I went there today.
I think I went to McDonald's when I was traveling, headed to North Carolina over the Christmas holiday. I try not to go there too often. It's not the best for you, but, hey, sometimes you're in a crunch, you need something off the dollar menu really quick.
Right.
But, yeah, I haven't been there.
Right.
I haven't been there too often.
You were at McDonald's.
Last time I was at McDonald's was last Thursday, and, Toya, I, too, struggle with, not always eating things that are the best from fast food places. However, I have learned that the McDonald's oatmeal and the fruit and yogurt parfait are a little better for me than the McGriddle or, hotcakes and sausage or what have you. Mm-hmm. So I've tried to, switch it up. And they're offering better options as well. So it makes it a little bit easier sometimes. It's not on the dollar menu, mind you. But
no,
you know,
it's not.
You can't get something.
No, it is not. Nothing good will be on the dollar menu. Well, nothing that's
ever.
Good for you will be on the dollar menu.
Well, the fruit and yogurt parfait is a dollar, so I'll give them that. But, you know, the oatmeal or they also have an egg white delight McMuffin now that I take the meat off of just to make it a little bit more healthy. But, you know, it is a healthier option with the egg white. So, you know, they've come a long way in what they've been able to make available for the masses.
Yo, I did not bring up McDonald's for us to really have a full-fledged conversation.
Okay, so did we bring up McDonald's so that we could talk about the scholarship opportunities
the
that they offer?
Yes.
Okay.
I can't say McDonald's,
the Ronald McDonald House, offers a lot of outside of scholarships. I know my daughter was born 15 weeks early. She's a preemie. So even outside of scholarships, they do a lot to help families that are in need, especially when it comes to families that are not displaced, but if they have to travel when they have preemies and sick babies and things of that sort. So I can't say they do some good deeds. I don't know about offering the best of foods, but they do some good deeds.
Right, right.
Well, actually, we mentioned the Ronald McDonald House with scholarships, but McDonald's recently warned their workers not to eat their food.
Uh-uh, see?
What?
And McDonald's,
why is that?
And again, I was there today, and I can tell you, the menu that you all pretty much just described, I eat it all. I eat the healthy stuff when I'm feeling healthy. I eat the janky stuff when I'm feeling just like I really don't care. I eat off the janky menu. So, I mean, my eating habits overall are probably a little janky right now coming out of the holidays. But I'm ready to get it together. But McDonald's recently, you know, caused people to be like, holy Big Mac. You know, when they pretty much shut down their own McResource line, that pretty much was an advice site for employees that warned the employees not to eat their own fast food regularly. The company pretty much posted that the burgers and the french fries are known to cause obesity and other health issues. You know, they were reportedly, you know, caught advising, you know, employees to do some other stuff that really wasn't too professional. That was probably a little inappropriate. But nevertheless, they are encouraging their own employees not to eat the food regularly. America, we really need to wake up and understand what's happening via fast food industries, McDonald's, and everything else. Have you all ever heard of, and again, I'm veering off from the topic, and I'm going to bring myself back, but I got to put this out there. Because, one, we just talked about college students. We don't need to send students to college only for them to go and get sick while they're away because they're eating a whole bunch of McDonald's and other fast food. Specifically when the information is out there and we know it, and not just college students, but people, period. I mean, they are advising their own employees not to food regularly. Some of us eat McDonald's daily. Why do you think you eat McDonald's daily? Because there's additives and preservatives and things that aren't natural that make you gravitate to that food. That's why it causes obesity and other health issues as dictated by them. Who?
Well, yes, it's addictive.
We're talking about people, places, and things tonight that's dealing with cash and dealing with your money. Because if you're sick, it's going to drain your pockets. Trust me.
It's really not surprising that they would post a warning like that. I mean, if you just think, just give it a brief thought, you think about the sodium in all of the foods. So there's hypertension, high blood pressure. You think about the fats in the food. You think about the sugar content. I mean, all around, even the healthy food is going to have some type of unhealthiness to it because, like I said, because of the sodium, you're going to need something to preserve it. So, I mean, it's really not surprising that they would warn their employees not to eat the food on a regular basis. It only makes sense.
That just
sense.
Breaks my heart because the Big Mac was one of my favorite sandwiches. Jeez.
Do you know how many Big Macs I've eaten in the last week? I'm not even going to tell you. Listen, I'm so damn embarrassed right now. I don't even want to.
And you should be. Just you should be. Keep it to yourself.
Rap to you real quick. I want to enjoy the luxury of like not knowing each other for real. Hold up.
Load a flower bomb, firefly. When I'm low, she take me high. I can teach you all the sounds of love.
Flower bomb, let me guess your favorite fragrance. And you got that bomb. I'm trying to detonate you. No disrespecting, baby. Just trying to make you smile. Try to keep my spirits up. That's why I lay this down. Try to keep your spirits up. Lil' vodka, whatever. Took it forever to get dressed. I acknowledge your effort. So I clap for her. She deserves an applause. Shawty working so hard. She deserves that baton. Shawty wear your baton. Racing through my mind like she heard that. I got that work. I heard that she been on strike. Care to tell? I read your mind. She been on them dollars first. Caramel, macchiatos. When Shawty get in the work, I can be your boyfriend, be your nigga, or a friend with perks. I'm just trying to work that. They just trying to work your nerves. I'm just trying to read your mind. I'm just trying to feed you mine. I'm just trying to give you. Like, they just try to let you fly.
In a fantasy, I feel it when you dance with me. It's feeling like you need to be my lady, my baby, yeah. Can't you see, I'm talking about eternity. Tell me, would you care to be my lady, my baby?
Flower bomb. Can I blow up on your mind? This is not no Sandra Bull, but your potion number 9. Navigating through her eyes, destination to her thighs. And I hate to tell you too much, cause I stay with too much pride. And we way too young to know love, maybe not, but we don't need no rush. Don't believe in love at first sight, but believe in love at first. Can I be with you just one night? I can wear you out inside. I can tell you like persistence, but I make you come and try. So I just think we need one night. Can't decide if I can't right. Easy baby, my thing tight, but that lotus flower just ain't right. I ain't thinking I ain't right. Can't decide, but I can't fight. Easy baby, you the bomb and all, but I'd be damned if I did not land mine. Or at least try. Can I speak up? Was it peace out? Can we eat lunch? Can we take shots with your flavor? Flat drinks, we call 8 cups. I just think I need one night. Slightly more if it's done right. With that gorgeous face, I don't know your name. It ain't important, babe, cause I'ma call you mine.
Route. I feel it when you dance with me. It's feeling like you need to be my lady, my baby, yeah. Can't you see I'm talking about eternity? Tell me, would you care to be my lady, my baby? Cause don't know me, don't know me. If I keep sticking me, what's it gonna be?
Lotus Flower Bomb right here on TM Hyman Radio Live, the general himself. I am Hot Chocolate, and we got Toya with us, our finance expert, and we were just talking a little bit behind the scenes about our McDonald's,
seven
I'm not going to call it an addiction. I'm going to call it our I'm going to call it an addiction.
It's a
buying
time.
Some of us are addicted to McDonald's.
Right now.
Yes.
For one of us.
our Big Mac hook.
7 times in 5 days.
Yeah. Yes, and we have to do something about it. We have to, as Toya was discussing with us, it's really all about preparation to be able to avoid being in situations where you have to go and grab that food that you know you really shouldn't be eating, but, you know, out of convenience and a lack of time, a lot of times we're forced to it just to keep the machine that is our body and minds moving. And it does actually pay to put better, quote-unquote, fuel being better quality and healthier food into the machines that are our bodies, but sometimes McDonald's just be calling me. Oh, my gosh, it calls me loudly.
Yo, I'm with you on that. Now, what balances me out is that's what I may do for breakfast. That's what I may do for lunch, maybe consistently because it's close. Typically, it's going to be two chicken sandwiches off the dollar menu, maybe a salad, a large sweet tea. Now, I recognize that that...
Oh, Lord, diabetes to go. Diabetes to go.
Yes!
You done got a heart attack wrapped up and diabetes in the car. We're going to have to talk about this on another show. This is a whole nother topic.
It's outside
of finances.
Now, if you look at me, you think I'm totally healthy because I eat salmon, I eat spinach, I eat healthy when I'm home. But when I'm out and I'm typically busy and I'm typically more out than home, I grab what's convenient, and it's typically something quick, and McDonald's is convenient and it's quick. But
as with everyone, you're usually out more than you are at home. You're not prepared.
Right.
And it's hard to eat a salad when you're always on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So what do you do? What do you do to save money and still remain healthy for us people who are busy and who are always out? Because that's more people than less, I believe.
Yeah.
I can tell you what I do. I actually prepare – I take breakfast to work and leave it in the freezer at work and actually heat my food up in the morning when I get to work because I don't have time to eat in the morning before I leave the home because, of course, I'm fighting with a 10-year-old to get her up and get her out and get to school. But I take food to work. If you take a half an hour to an hour on Sunday preparing snacks and small meals for the week, I mean, you could do something as small as cutting up cheese, fruit, and vegetables and having those things put aside and then taking them to work with you. I mean, even if you log on, you can get a lot of tips and pointers on how to pack meals ahead of time. If you go on Pinterest, I know a lot of guys don't go on the Pinterest, but if you go on Pinterest, you can find everything on how to pack salads in mason jars for a week without it going bad, and you have your lunch readily available for you for the entire week. You don't have to worry about it.
I just saw something about the salad in the mason jar today.
Yes,
now that
salad in
the
mason jar, the entire thing, yes, including dressing. I mean, if you there's so much you can do to save money and time and eat healthy. So it's going to save you money. It's going to keep you healthy, and it's easy. You just have to not be lazy and do it. I mean, the 10 minutes you take to run back and forth to McDonald's every day takes more time to do that as well as burn of gas money than it does for you to prepare for the week on a Saturday and Sunday before you go to work.
True.
Makes sense. Makes a whole lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
you have time. It's how you use the time that you have.
True.
Right.
And I think the cost effectiveness of it with when you try and compare what you would spend out in fast food to what you would need to prepare these small meals and snacks, I still think that you're coming out, depending on where you shop, I think you're still coming out better in the preparation at home and the health more, you know, healthy options than you would be with the fast food, even off the dollar menu.
Right.
I mean, it costs more money to eat healthier, but if you think about it, if you don't eat healthy now, you're going to pay for your health when you get older later down the line. So you could pay now and live longer and healthier, or you can pay later because you're going to have more medical bills and expenses because you didn't take care of yourself now. So either way, you're going to pay for it.
Either way.
Hey, we're that crew. DM Honda, we'll be right back.
Oh, God.
Ain't nobody messing with my clique.
Okay, ain't nobody f***ing with my clique. Click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mug. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the
B-I-G. Oh God.
Go.
I
a bad bitch. Do whatever I say. My block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's grind day from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days. I need a spy day. She try and give me that Wu-Tang. I might let my crew bang. My crew deep in Wu-Tang. I'm rolling with girl, you know my crew name. You know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne. But I'm the villain. Man, they kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women I be feeling. From the bank accounts I'm feeling. What a feeling. Aw, oh, man, they gotta feel. Young player from the D that's killing everything that he see for the go.
Click, click, click,
oh God.
Click, click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want to, they want to, they want to.
Click, clap, pick them up. Yeah, I'm talking, yeah, yeah, I'm talking re, yeah, I'm talking B, and I'm talking me, yeah, I'm talking bossy, I ain't talking Khalees, your money too short, you can't be talking to me, yeah, I'm talking LeBron, we ballin' our family tree, good music, drug dealing, cousin, ain't nothing with we, me, turn that 62 to 125, 125 to a 250, 250 to a half a man, ain't nothing nobody could do with me, now who with me, Domino's, call me Hov or Hefe, translation, I'm his, least that's what my neck say. At least that's what my checks say. Lost my homie for a decade. Break it down for like 12 years. Ain't hugging son since second grade. He never told. Who we gon' tell? We top of the totem pole. It's the dream team. Meet the supreme team. And all our eyes winning only mean okay, one thing. You ain't fucking with the click.
Click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom. Click, 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 click.
Break records to Louis, ate breakfast at Gucci. My girl a superstar, all from a home movie. Bow on our arrival to un-American idols. When niggas in pairs, got them hanging off the Eiffel. Yeah, I'm talking business, we talking CIA. I'm talking George Tenet, I seen him the other day. He asked me about my Maybach, think he had the same. Except my tenant, and it might have been rented. You know white people, get money, don't spend it. Or maybe they get money by business. I'd rather buy 80 gold chains and go ignorant. I know Spike Lee gon' kill me, but let me finish. Blaming on a pigment, we live in no limits. Them gold masterpiece ceilings was just a figment of our imagination. MTV Cribs, now I'm looking at a crib right next to where Tiki lives. That's Tom Cruise, whatever she accused. He wasn't really drunk, he just had fruit bruise. Pass the refreshments, a cool, cool beverage. Everything I do need a new cruise present. Speedboat swerve, homie, watch out for the waves. I'm way too black to burn from sun rays, so I just meditate at the home in Pompeii about how I could build a new Rome in one day. Every time I'm in Vegas, they screaming like he's Elvis, but I just wanna design hotels and nail it. It's real, got me feeling Israelian, like Bar Raphael or Giselle. No, that's Brazilian. Went through deep depression when my mama passed. Suicide, what kind of talk is that? But I've been talking to God for so long. Now as you look at my life, I guess he's talking back with my click.
Ain't nobody fresher than my mom click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click. And all these bad, bad men, they want to, they want to.
Go. TM Hyman Radio
Go.
Live. We are back. It is 10:33 p.m. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. He is the General. She is Toya. And we are that crew, that network here at TM Hyman Radio. And I am actually going to stand in for our notorious adult segment holder himself. That dude, Save James. What up, Save? I'm going to try and make you proud tonight. I don't really have a whole lot, but I have an interesting scenario and question that I want to run across our TM Hyman Radio listeners as well as our crew right here. Now, without naming any names, without incriminating the innocent or the guilty, however you may want to, you know, phrase it, What I want to discuss is the realm of internet dating. In this social media craze and age, there are many more ways to enlist or solicit a date, a companion. You know, I don't really want to go too many other ways to say it for, you know, our professional people out there, anyone that I may offend. But yeah, there's a lot of ways to meet people and, you know, to engage in whatever type of activity that you want to engage in. Now, my question would be to those who are single is, would you take a chance at dating, meeting, engaging with someone that you met on a social media platform? Now, let me specify which platforms I'm talking about. We all know about the Match.com and the Black People Meet and Christian, I forgot what it's called, but you know, those type of dating sites that are specifically set up for dates and encounters and, you know, hopefully that happily ever after scenario that every girl or, you know, sometimes guy wants to. What I'm more so talking about is, you know, Facebook, Instagram. I'm finding out that there's something on WorldStar that's called Hip Hop Honeys, that these are kind of the video vixen type girls that, you know, you can, I guess, rent for, you know, the scenario. Like, you know, if you're a rapper and you're renting cars and you're renting houses, you need to rent the pretty girl to go along with that to fit the whole mold. Would you go the step further in trying to potentially have a relationship with that person that you met on that social media site?
You've met them, right?
Probably not, because it's social media. So if you don't know them outright, then that's your meeting platform.
I mean, but at some point, before you have before you think about a relationship, you have to meet the person and know that they're real, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, we don't want anyone getting catfished.
Do you even take that chance? Right, but do you even take that chance? Because of the age of catfish, you know, a lot of people are gun-shy. So they're like, you know, I have ran across a few people, and they're like, yeah.
But why not, though?
You say catfish.
Did we lose you at catfish, General?
You did.
Catfish is a show on MTV that... Catfish is a show on MTV that is about people impersonating someone else. They're not who they proclaim to be. So you think you're talking to the pretty girl, and she's sending you pictures and, you know, all of this.
Right,
and
exactly.
When you meet her,
so I'm thinking you've already vetted that process out, and you know that this is something real or not before you can – you're talking about already getting beyond that point, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't see anything wrong with it. I mean, it's just like meeting someone out and about. You don't really know who that person is until you actually start to spend time with them. Everyone puts up a front in the beginning. At least I think that most people do put up a front in the beginning.
Right.
So, I mean, what's the difference between meeting someone online and meeting someone in a club? You don't know that person from a can of paint until you start to spend time with them and actually start to converse with them, talk with them, and get to know them. It doesn't matter whether you met them online or you met them out on the street. You still have to get to know the person.
Yeah, so for me, I'm thinking in a digital age, you know, ever since America Online, you know, I mean, ever since
AOL,
you could go into a
dial-up.
You know what I'm saying? When it was dial-up, when America Online introduced really us to – I think chat rooms, and we realized we could communicate with each other long distances. You know, I don't think it was ever a question before that if it was real, if somebody was trying to deceive me. But I think, but as more people got online and started using it, probably for whatever craziness, you know, that people, predators, I'm going to call them predators. There's some people that just they just are out to deceive people. And so for me, in a digital age, technology-wise, you got to vet it out. And I'm like, you know, Toy just said it. You got to vet out any type of process to make sure that somebody is what they say they are. I mean, because people lie every day in the club. People
all
lie
day,
every
yeah.
day at the bar. People lie on the job.
People lie in church.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't matter where you meet them. You may be meeting somebody that's lying to you.
Yeah, and so I don't think it's the platform that really makes the difference. For me, it's all about mm-hmm. vetting the process, regardless of how you meet, just to make sure that it's above board. Because often, you know, I know from a male perspective, you know, we think in temporary anyway. And so it's really coming down to one mission until you reach a mature stage, you know, in your life, and then you stop looking at things just, you know, from the lower head, and you start thinking with your upper, bigger head.
Right, the one with the real brain in it.
Yeah. I mean, and so it is what it is. So, I mean, do you have a problem with online dating?
I don't think that I do. I'm a firm believer of, you know, you got to weed out the BS and have your, you know, your radar and your sonar and your sensor sharp when it comes to doing that. But I, in my experience and just talking to people in general, feel like people are most honest when there is a little level of anonymity involved. Like they're more vulnerable to being honest with you and sharing more honest information with you when they're behind the scenes versus when they're with you face-to-face. Because when they're with you face-to-face, you can kind of more so pick up on the, you know, you're not looking me straight in my eye, you're being kind of evasive, you know, you're shifting back and forth, the body language, you know, type of thing. So, yeah, I think in the digital era that we're in, it gives you more of a chance to openly communicate because there's not that awkwardness of you being in front of the person and that being intimidating and making you more shy than you would be when they're not in front of you and more openly able to communicate and share things. So, yeah, I don't have a problem with it.
Right.
I wonder what Sabe would say.
How do you feel out there? Hey, hit us up, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. It is 10:42 out here in Tampa. It's 10:42 in New York City. We'll be back. Hey, it's 2014. We
love. like shots to the heart, love. The burn and the broken parts, love. Put my pride to the side. Ego my amigo, but this Henny like the prize. Well it was, I mean it got me feeling buzz. But lost touch got me wanting more than it was. So I called back. Bad luck like a black cat. Cadillac, lilac, and some bone pads. Nigga off track, you never hit back. And now I'm staring at this phone screaming fight back. And I knew you never would, we ain't on the same drugs. Funny that this thing's called love. It's time to sober up. Gotta sober up. Wishing you'd fly my way.
Hyman Radio Live. It is Money Monday here with us, rocking with TM, Hot Chalk, and myself, Toya. Thanks for hanging in with us this evening. It's about 10:45 here on the East Coast. We veered off the subject of finances when it comes to college education and tuition, and we'll revisit all of that good stuff as far as nutrition, obesity, McDonald's, fast food, hopefully later this week on one of our topics, either Wednesday or Friday. But for now, let's talk a little bit again about money as far as college education is concerned. I know that with a lot of people, they end up in trouble when it's time to go to school because they do not properly plan for that event earlier in life. And I think that's part of the parents' responsibility if they want their kids to go to school to kind of help them out. It's never too late to start saving for college tuition. So if you haven't already done so and you have a child, you should look into the different options that you have out there. And if you don't know what they are, you can start by speaking with a reliable and trusted financial advisor. And if you don't know one, usually the best way to find a good one is by word of mouth, speaking to family and friends. And I would recommend speaking to someone who has their finances in order and they are stable and can refer you to a good financial advisor to help you start that college tuition planning and saving.
Yep. And there's a lot of prepaid tuition programs out there that you can take advantage of while your kids are younger to, you know, kind of help you offset the cost of what their education is going to be. It may not cover it in total depending on what institution they choose to attend or they're accepted to, but, you know, every little bit helps. So if you have, you know, for instance, the prepaid plan that you've saved for in addition to scholarships and other grants, you know, you may come out where you're not coming out of your pocket with that much at the last minute or having to, you know, shuffle things around or rob Peter to pay Paul, so to speak, to send your kid to school and to let them live their dream of higher education. So that's something that
I have those last two sources as we recap, you know, the scholarships. And it's non-scholarships at the end of the day. And, again, we're talking about $50 billion to be given away in scholarships. Jump on it. Again, the Tom Joyner Foundation, Burger King scholarships, the Gates Millennium Scholarships by Bill and Melinda Gates, Ron Brown Scholar Program, Discover Financial Services, NBLSA, NELSA, the Ronald McDonald House Charities. And then the last two of the nine total, one is Talbert's, or Talbert's, however you want to pronounce it, the Scholarship Foundation, T-A-L-B-O-T-S. And this is specific to helping women who have graduated from high school or received their GED within the last 10 years or less, and you want to go back to school and earn an undergraduate degree. You have really until the 20th of this month to get in your scholarship. Again, log on to BET.com and check it out. They have it right there. It's non-scholarships. Specifically, it is what it is, specifically to African-American students who need to apply for money ASAP. We ran down the resources. If you didn't catch it, go back and check out the podcast. But the last one is open to both undergraduate and graduate students pursuing a career in the field of aeronautics. Mm-hmm. This renewable scholarship is specific to U.S. students specifically and can be accepted by any college or university in the United States. What is today's date, my friends? What is today's date? I just want to drop the point home. What's today's date?
The 13th of January.
This scholarship is due on January the 16th. You can get it in online. You have 3 days. Probably really 2 days to get it in. NASA open to both undergraduate and graduate students trying to pursue something in the field of aeronautics. Now, it might sound intimidating, but, hey, you never know it unless you try. Apply, put your hat in, even if it's in the 11th hour, meaning even if you think it's too late. Just get it in as long as you get it in before the deadline. Hey, we appreciate you for rocking with us. Toya Live out of Delaware tonight. Hot chocolate coming to you out of Plant City. That dude TM out of Tampa. What's up, world? Check us out, TM Hyman Radio, on Facebook. We are at TM Hyman Radio on Twitter. Follow us. Mm-hmm. Back Wednesday,
yeah.
Same place, same time. And I think we're going to talk, what are we going to talk about on Wednesday?
We're going to carry over our topic that started about McDonald's and fast food and actually home in on unhealthy eating and obesity. Now, from what I understand, the obesity topic here on TM Hyman Radio was a hot topic in a past show, so hopefully it will be just as hot when we revisited this week on Wednesday.
It was hot. It was a hot mess.
That's going to be interesting. We make sure we get that topic out there tomorrow for Wednesday's show. It was an interesting conversation the last time we talked about obesity. People were all...
It was.
All up in a bunch. Get out of here. Calm down.
Relax.
Calm down.
Mm-hmm. Now, you guys, can I share something with the listeners before we rock out for the night? I just touched on proper planning for college tuition for your children and how you can start now. It's never too late. What you can do and what I recommend that anyone with a child does, if you log on to youpromise.com, and it's the letter U, promise.com, it's a way that you can earn money for college through your everyday purchases. So check that out. It's youpromise.com. What you can do is you register a credit or debit card that you use on everyday purchases, and you start to earn cash towards your child's college tuition. And even your family and friends can register their cards so that whatever purchases they make, it can go towards earning money for your child's tuition as well. It's free. And, every little bit helps. So even if you start now, If you only have 5 years left, 3 years left, something is better than nothing. So, again, it's the letter U and the word promise.com, upromise.com. Check it out. It's free, and it helps you to earn money for your college tuition, well, your child's college tuition.
Hey, we're going to pause for the calls. We'll be right back.
Network TM Hyman Radio. He is the general. I am Hot Chocolate. Save James, Madam CeeLo Boston, Toya, Dee Dee, Nokia. As always, we love you. We appreciate you. Have a good night. See you on Wednesday.
Talk radio show. talk radio show. Talk, talk radio show. Talk radio show. Talk radio show. Talk, talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. Talk radio show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Real, real talk. Talk, talk radio show. TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, Talk Radio Show, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, Talk Radio Show, Real Talk.